going to be there anyway. And it's not up to us to take under consideration all the declarations and the different deeds. I mean, that's really over our head, my opinion.
Anybody else on the board got any questions? Anybody else got any questions on this? Yes. Bob, you got something to say?
One thing, and I can't remember who brought it up before. I think a member of the Planning Commission had asked before if the applicant would be agreeable to some type of physical separation. And I didn't know. I mean, I'm just throwing that out as a...
We would like that. We would like not to have to make that decision at this point. We'd like to be able to consider it either way.
I hadn't put it in as a proposed condition, but I.
Let's run this rabbit down this trail one more time. Mm-hmm. These people have whole ownerships of these units, and we have approved. They have the ability to do nightly rental.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I understand.
When did that go through?
Original.
Yeah. Is that when I was fired?
Well, I mean, that's been going on there for ever since it was.
Yes, since it was new.
Yeah.
How long had it been built? I don't know, probably 10 years.
Original 07, I think.
Yeah.
10 years.
Well, I was fired then.
Guys, I have to make a motion to accept it as written.
Okay. Somebody want to make a second?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm opposed.
I'm voting.
Two nays? Two nays. Okay. Yes, or carry. Thanks for coming out. Huh?
Who seconded that one? Okay.
Do you hear me?
Yes,
I said thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Okay, we're moving on to Northwoods Haven.
The staff recommendations on this one, if the Taney County, sorry, let me grab. Sorry, I've got an old version here. if the Taney County Planning Commission approves, and this should say major subdivision number 2016-7, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the Taney County Road Standards. Second, the applicant She'll submit a report signed and sealed by a registered engineer in compliance with Article 6, Section 4 of the subdivision regulations prior to receiving final plat approval. The engineer's report shall include the following items: A, stormwater drainage; B, water supply; C, wastewater disposal; and D, traffic analysis / street capacity. 3, the final plat shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 2 years of the date of approval of the preliminary plat. The final plat may be submitted in phases, with each phase covering a portion of the approved preliminary plat. If the final plat is submitted in successive phases, the developer will have 1 year after each phase to record the final plat of the next phase. The Planning Commission may grant an extension of time for final plat submission if it finds that the conditions on which the preliminary plat has been approved have not changed substantially. 4, all of the required improvements, as enumerated within Article 8 of the subdivision regulations, shall either be installed or an appropriate security shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 5, all roads within Northwoods Haven shall be constructed in compliance with the Taney County road standards. The applicant shall allow for full inspections of the roadway during every phase of construction. 6, compliance letters from the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Taney County Planning Department, the Taney County Road and Bridge Department, and the Missouri Department of Transportation shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 7, Division 1 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. 8, this decision of record is subject to all existing easements. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And let me fix this real quick. Sorry.
You got a representative here?
My name is Jack Houseman with Wolf Surveying.
Anybody got any questions?
You have a copy of the plat there, Bob?
I don't have a full-size copy.
No, I don't need this.
Okay, just on the screen. Okay. Yeah, let me get the... I think that's...
Yeah, on the time before the road came out to 248, that was officially denied, that road didn't have enough site distance to construct a road out where it was originally planned.
Okay.
Was it?
I thought it was because it was too steep between the two lots, but I'm not familiar with that then.
Okay. Well, that was my question. It sure, because that's a long way in there, that cul-de-sac from, you come in off of Victor Church Road.
Perhaps quite a ways around.
Yeah.
But I was thinking it was just too steep a grade to actually make a road worth building. That's what I was thinking, Dave, okay. But I'm not sure about that.
Well, last week we were told it was...
That's a separate lot. There's no...
Well, it's a separate lot now, but at one time it was all on the...
It was, yeah, when it came through.
But you cut it in two because they said the road, the state wouldn't
allow it. There wasn't going to be any access on that lot. Denied
it. Well, did we have an official denial?
We were under the impression last week it was site distance.
I hadn't heard that.
But I think feasibly, since it's an old entrance, the people that buy that lot would have the right to go out on 248 at that point. But you couldn't put a road all the way through. Have I got that clear?
They approved the line of sight for one driveway, not for a subdivision road.
That was my understanding.
That's what I understood.
How are we going to keep anybody from driving across that lot and right on out that road?
Well, the road never was constructed.
There's not a road constructed.
And the way I understand what you're saying is, if it sells, those people that buy that lot can have a driveway out.
Yes.
Only to their place.
Yeah.
They're not going to walk it off after that.
Their lot on into the subdivision. it will just be off 248. If so, they choose to, off 248 to their home or their lot, it won't travel.
Right.
But a lot of times when you request a road entrance, you meet with the state. The state will give you an official denial.
Right.
And I just wonder if we had a copy of the official denial.
We don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
We probably need to make that as a potential.
You don't have one?
I'm not aware that that was.
Well, Eddie said they denied it, so I believe Eddie, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
We need to make that as a stipulation.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to.
I mean, because I could see that turning into a through road. And people are going to try to save as much time as they can, because that's quite a ways back in.
It's a long way back in,
it sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, sorry.
There's a lot of front drive.
Yeah.
Do we want to say? I don't think it needs to be put on the provisions. I just think for any future.
Well, if it's on the provisions, though, maybe we'll make sure that we get a copy of that denial.
Oh.
That's all I was thinking.
Yeah.
What do we want? Is it just referred to as a denial letter? Denial.
Yeah.
This planning commission.
Okay.
No pressure, Bob.
I was just rereading what I was like, does this sound right?
The other one saying planning department office, which would be
okay.
It's going to be consistent.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But then it's official, you know.
Okay, anybody else got any questions? Are you okay with that?
Yes. If we have it available, absolutely.
Well, they could have met with them and just told them, too. You know, we can't get entrance here.
I mean, I'm like Doug, they usually give you a letter, but if we have one available, yeah, absolutely.
Well, they should be happy with it. That's what they asked for, anyhow.
Right.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Would that mean just say public road access or subdivision?
That's what I was wondering, too.
Narrow it down a little bit to one lot, to that existing lot.
Public road access would work.
There you go, public.
And that's still let them put a private drive in, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's
good. Yeah,
that's the lot that I want to buy.
Yeah, I'll take it out all the way back in there. Okay, anybody else got any questions?
That's not serious.
Somebody want to make a motion to... George, you're getting ahead of me. Somebody want to make a motion to approve this?
Yes.
Somebody want to second it?
Second.
Favor, aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Sounds good.
Exactly.
Next one, Wet Willie Storage.
You need me up there?
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
Man, I've been sweating bullets about this one.
The staff report on this one, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit, and I think I've got a mistake on that one, I apologize. No, that's correct. 2016-9, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that include plans for the following. A, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management, or a demonstration that the project will comply with the impervious surface limitations of Table H1. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. and E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, a compliance letter from the Central Taney County